producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, yes, we hold to the Bible as the book. It is the authority, the Word of God, and I'm filling in for Bradley today, live in the bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, where it is absolutely beautiful outside, just very comfortable weather. I love the fall, but I'll tell you, I've been hit over the past week with a serious head cold. I'm about over it. I think maybe one more night of NyQuil and getting to bed early may help me. So I've been struggling with that for about a week now, so I'm hopefully over the hump now. If you'd like to call in the show at any time, the phone lines are accessible, 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic that we'll be talking about, which will be the Second Amendment and guns, following the first segment here. We're not doing Chinese buffet, so stick to the topic. If you'd like to find us online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can find us at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, and also you can follow Bradley on Facebook, Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Well, there are a lot of things going on, obviously, in the country, many more than we can cover in the show or even on the media site. But there are important things that you need to know. And again, we don't give you these things to cause you to fear, for the scriptures tell us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace, love, and of a sound mind. We give them to you so that you can be prepared, so that you can act against these things. Soldiers are not given information to scare them. They're given particular information about their enemies and what their enemies are doing, in order so that they may be able to combat them. If you don't know what the enemy is doing, if you don't know where he's fighting, you're not going to be able to engage the fight. And so when you see stories that come up and you say, well, you're just promoting fear mongering. No, we're not. We're telling you what's going on so you can go do something about it. That is the reason for these stories. There may be people who want to promote fear mongering. I'm sure there are. But that's not our point at the Sons of Liberty Media. We're not interested in doing that at all. We're interested in giving you information so that you can deal with the problem at hand. Speaking of which, Jason Charles has contributed over at Sons of Liberty Media a great little piece with several videos that I think many of you will find very enlightening if you've not seen some of them. His article is titled, A Strategy to Take Back America. It specifically involves the church. Judgment begins with us, folks. It begins with those who name the name of Christ. If we've dropped the ball on it, and we have, then it is up to us to examine ourselves and to right ourselves before God, and then to do what is right before God. And so you want to check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Columbus was an explorer and a missionary. Again, today, Christopher Columbus is turned into somewhat of, I guess, a Christian jihadist or something, if you will. Betty Howard is a contributor on this article. I think you'll find the history that she provides there very encouraging and informative. Check that out at sonsofliberty.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Louis Farrakhan had his 20th remembrance of the Million Man March there in Washington. What's he doing? He's still preaching his hate. Reparations or else. Yeah, that's right. That's what he's doing. And, you know, nobody comes and arrests this guy. He's not listed as one of the 72 types of potential terrorists that are in the documentation that our government has provided to the Army at one time. No, no, no. He's not listed among those people. And yet he can go to Washington, D.C. He can get up and rile up all kinds of people, specifically blacks, and to call for reparations. And I ask, for what? None of them, nobody living today has been a slave. No, and frankly, nobody today is an African American who references themselves that way. All of them were born here in the States. You are not even immigrants. I mean, I hate that term that Obama wants to say we're all immigrants. No, we're not. Some of us were born here. Some of us are just American. Our forefathers were immigrants, yes. But this is the pit, one people against another. And in large measure, it's because a certain people have chosen to blame other people for their plight in life. And it's a shame. It's ungodly. It's immoral. And instead of blaming somebody else for your own failures and your own faults or what you're dependent upon, you can look to yourself for that. You can look to yourself for that. And there's ways to turn that around. Start doing what you need to be doing. Stop taking the handouts from government. Start working. The Bible says you don't work, you shouldn't eat. Do those things. Take care of your families. You know, whether you're white or black or whatever, don't abandon your families. Don't be having a bunch of kids out of wedlock. Take care of those kids. Take care of the woman that you marry. Do that, and it'll be good for you. It'll be good for future generations if you start those things now. Also, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, something that I saw fall through the cracks quite a bit last month was a story which I thought should have garnered tremendous attention. And that's a special assistant to Obama fired a shot at Capitol Police officer with his own gun. That's right. Arvetta Singletary, she was a special assistant to one Barack Hussein Obama, had a boyfriend. He was a Capitol Police officer. She and her boyfriend were engaging in fornication. She called him over, had found out he was engaging another woman in the same act. And instead of really confronting him, first off, she went ahead and fornicated with him again. And then she confronted him. When he wouldn't answer her, she grabbed his cell phone. He wouldn't give her the passwords for it. She grabbed his service weapon, and which he had trained her with. And she fired a shot at him because he wouldn't give her the passwords to his cell phones. And she was arrested. She was put on unpaid leave at the time, and since then she has resigned her position. But no, 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 you won't hear Barack Hussein Obama mention his own house, will you? You won't hear him cleaning his own house when it comes to people misusing guns. Stay with us on the other side of the break. We're going to pick up that topic, and let's see what our history is on the Second Amendment. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to jump into the issue of the Second Amendment and guns here shortly, but I just want to make you aware of a couple other articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There are two things that mass shooters have in common. One is the use of pharmaceuticals, and the other is they're either fatherless or they have a very weak or distant father. You need to check that out. Listen to the words of Bill Whittle as he breaks down the story there, and you will... Your eyes will be opened if they are not concerning some of these young men who go on these mass shooting sprees. Also, there's a national grassroots movement to restore liberty and rein in tyranny. And they say only the people can save America. And they're not talking about taking the place of God. But what they're talking about is being the useful instruments of God, because God uses means. Yes, he can just drop right in and set everything up right if he wants to do that. But all through history, we see that he uses means, and those means are godly men who will stand their ground and do what is right. And also, one other one I want to let you know about on sonsoflibertymedia.com is a student has been suspended from public school for wearing a T-shirt that supports U.S. troops. Yeah, when you abandon God and when you think you know your own way, the insanity ensues. And as the scripture says, the nations will be turned into hell. All of those who forget God, we are seeing just that in our beloved country. Turning to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is pretty clear, I think. Stated a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Obviously, there is difficulty with people in government understanding that last little part, shall not be infringed. And what we want to do is we want to start parsing everything out into what it is. But I want to start from the beginning.
Because there has to be a context. There has to be an understanding of the original intent. And look, I'm a preacher. I had the privilege this past Sunday to be able to preach at our church. And it's been the first time in a while that I have preached in a setting in a church. But one of the things you do when you go to expound scripture is you go to find out what the original writer meant by what he wrote. He had an audience. There was a time frame he's writing. Whatever the culture that audience is in, whatever they're dealing with, that's how you understand what he's saying to them. So there's study that's involved. There's reading that's involved in that. And you have to find out what the writer's intent was when he said what he said. Otherwise, you can just go to the scripture and make it mean whatever you want it to mean. And we certainly don't want to do that because we don't want to twist the word of God. Well, the same thing comes down to even documents that we have, books that we read, emails that we receive. We want to know what the person actually meant by what they said, right? Otherwise, we can't communicate with one another. And the same thing is true when we come to our founding documents. The Declaration of Independence is not law, if you will. But it does give us a circumstances surrounding how the Constitution was brought into being. And with that, let me read you just this first section of that so that we get an understanding of what we're talking about with rights. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, you assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident. What are those truths? All men are created equal, and I don't think they had in mind that all men are created with the same abilities and the same faculties and all, because clearly all men are not. That's not the issue. It. But before their creator, they are equal. And that's what they refer to. They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights that can't be taken. You don't have to give them up. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or the original understanding was the pursuit of property. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and then they made their declaration of independence, saying that when a government ceases to secure the rights, and instead they seek to regulate, restrict, take away those rights, they put it as they become destructive of these ends. It's the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And they're talking about the government, not their rights. And so we have seen all along this administration, and we've seen administrations before, who attack the Second Amendment. They attack other amendments, too. They attack other rights of the people and of the states, too. But we're going to stay on topic here for the Second Amendment. Now, clearly, we can look at the first part, and we'll say, yes, it provides for regulated militia. And we even see later on in the Constitution that militia is to be supplied by the Congress as far as financial means and such. And that militia is necessary to the security of a free state. Why is that? Because our founders had just been dealing with tyrants. And how did they fight them off? Well, they had a Continental Army, right? But they had the militia. And the militia was made up of just ordinary Joes like you and me. It wasn't National Guard. It's the citizenry. That's who the militia is. So, the first part of the Second Amendment says you've got a well-regulated militia, and they are necessary to the security of a free state. Therefore, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, here it doesn't say the right of the militia. It says the right of the people. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. What does it mean when it says a right? How did they understand rights? Go back to the Declaration of Independence. These things are self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable what? Rights. Those are not privileges. See, and this is what just grates me, is you'll hear a lot of people talk about their rights, especially the rights protected under the Second Amendment. And then they'll say, but we need to have background checks. But we need to have permits. But we need to have this, that, and the other. We don't want criminals getting guns. Well, guess what? Criminals get guns. They just do. Because they don't care what the law is. And they'll find any means that they need to get a gun. But I'll remind you, the first murderer in the Bible was Cain, who killed his brother Abel. And what did he do it with? We're not told specifically, but we are told that he rose up and he killed his brother. We would assume it's with a stick, with a rock, with something. It wasn't a gun. They weren't around back then. So murder is in the heart, and the instrument that is used can take on a variety of forms, but it is the person who's responsible for it. Here's my suggestion. When somebody commits murder, when somebody kidnaps, when somebody commits a violent crime, give them a proper and just punishment so that you don't infringe on the rights of other people by instigating things like permits and background checks and everything else. You start dealing with murderers by hanging them in the public square within a matter of days of their conviction, and guess what? You start dealing with criminals. You don't have to worry about that guy getting a gun ever again. You don't have to worry about infringing on anybody's rights. And everybody learns to fear. That's what the scripture says. They're to be a part of it. The people are. And when you do that, you stop infringing the rights and you bring justice to the guilty. Okay? But I want you to notice that in the Second Amendment, the issue is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that right is God-given. It is not government-given. It is not government-privileged. Therefore, the government that is involved in permits for guns is involved in something they're not supposed to be involved in. They are doing exactly what the Declaration of Independence says, that that form of government becomes destructive of these ends. Okay? Additionally, we find that in the Tenth Amendment. That whatever has not been given to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the state, are reserved to the state or to the people. And we need to understand, our rights are liberties, but they're also duties. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit, probably in the second segment. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up here from the Second Amendment. Hey, listen.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IVStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Friends of Liberty, Second Amendment edition. We were talking about the rights of the people, their God-given rights, all of them, those that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights, along with all of those that are not enumerated there, because we're also told that those which are not enumerated in there are also respectively held by the states and the people. The states have a right in the fact that, or a duty, we should say, they have a duty before God, Romans 13, 1 to 5, and that is punishing evildoers and praising those who do good. That is their task. And so when we talk about repelling invasions, they do that. When we talk about national defense, they do that. When we talk about bringing people to justice, they're engaged in that. But they're just to protect the liberties of the people to go about and to basically honor God. It's not liberty to do whatever you just want to do, but your liberty is to do what is right before God. And so that is the protection that's there. Therefore, when a nation abandons that, guess what they start doing? They do whatever they want, even the things that dishonor God, those things which are sinful, those things which are criminal, and as a result, they bring judgment upon themselves. So see how that works? God's protection is over the land who will honor him, both in the government and in the people. And then his protection is removed. You get tyranny and you get a boatload of criminals. Literally, we're seeing that now in our country today. I want to point you to one thing on this subject. I was just reading the other day, the New York Times presented The Modern Man. And one of the quotes, there were 20-something things, and obviously this guy who wrote it is, he's got to be extremely effeminate. He said a modern man had to have a melon baller. This is one of those little things that you like, I don't know, it's like an ice cream scoop or something, and you scoop out cantaloupe and watermelon or something like that, and you know, make some of this stuff, food and stuff.
He said that, you know, the modern man has to be alone. He's got to have a melon baller. But one of the things he pointed out was that he has no use for a gun, he doesn't own one, and he never will. That's the modern man, according to the New York Times. But that's not what our founding fathers said. In fact, somebody like Thomas Jefferson would say, those who hammer their guns into plowshares will plow for those who do not. It is a foolish thing to not arm yourself. It has nothing to do with trusting God. I trust God that if I get in a situation where I have to use my gun, I trust that he will use my hands properly as I've been training to defend myself and to defend others. That's called love for your fellow man. It's not looking to brandish weapons and, you know, be a rap star and stuff like this. It's talking, in essence, the liberty and duty we have to keep and bear arms is a demonstration of not only duty that we have as men, and yes, you women are included in keeping and bearing arms too, but as men, we are called to provide for our own. Now, in the passage of 1 Timothy, where Paul speaks about it, he speaks about widows specifically. He talks about those of his own family. Not only do we provide food and sustenance for them, we're to provide protection for them as best we can. And part of that in our country is through arms. Go look at Afghanistan. Go look at Iraq. Go look in the Middle East where these people don't have arms and the guys coming in do. These families are helpless. But in our country, God has seen fit to provide us with government that even to this day, though they have restricted, though they have infringed upon their own sphere of jurisdiction, for in large measure, we have the ability to protect ourselves and our families and our neighbors and our state, to keep a free state, so far. But going back into the Second Amendment, I wonder how many people are aware that from 1776 to 1927, that's 150 years after our founding, we went 150 years without any kind of gun legislation. 150 years. Do you know that in last century, you could place a mail order for a military weapon from the U.S. Army and pay for it without a background check? It would be shipped to your house via the Postal Service, and it was yours. You say that's not true. But look at Lee Harvey Oswald. You say, well, see, that's why. That's why. See, that's why we need that stuff. You just deal with the guy and then don't infringe on everybody else's rights. That's what I was saying before. In 1938, Congress legislated that gun dealers had to obtain a federal firearms license and maintain names and addresses of those they sold firearms to. Now, it wasn't something that they sent in to the feds. It's something that they retain in their books, which they still do today. Although we are seeing the unconstitutional Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Agency has been caught going into gun dealers and without a warrant, without anything else, and trying to illegally obtain some of that information. They're not supposed to be doing that. It is unlawful. But we see them trying to do that. That was in 1938. And sadly, we find even people who agree with the Constitution on the Second Amendment sort of begging Congress, don't do this. Don't, you know, if people are even thinking in a direction, they shouldn't even be elected. If they're thinking in terms of any types of gun controls, or we can expand that, any kind of controls on the First Amendment, any of that stuff, they shouldn't be elected to office. If therefore NSA is spying without a warrant, they shouldn't be elected to office. And we need to be clear about that. We don't need to be begging them and giving them a pass on it. It's our rights they're fooling with. And if you want to say, well, this guy can win. Okay, he can win, and then he's going to infringe on our rights. So what if what he said over here is right? He's going to infringe right here. His tyranny is going to be right here. Why do you want that? Let me ask you something. You get a drink. It's got 10% poison in it. Just a little bit. You want to drink it? Little mad cow disease there in your beef or whatever. I don't know. You want to take a chance by eating it? I mean, it looks pretty good. Come on, people. We got to start thinking about this. We got to hold the standard high for those who want to serve the people. Instead of dropping the bar down, and my goodness, with the current usurper-in-chief, what do we have? The bar has been lowered to where it's very hard for us to have high expectations of anyone. We say, well, anybody's better than him. Of course, that was the same thing with Bush, too, wasn't it? Anybody but Bush. So it just kind of fluctuates along there. But let's look for a person who's going to protect the rights of the citizenry. That's their job. That's their job. We have to make a principled resistance with regard to the issue of gun control. It cannot be pragmatic. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's not pragmatic. It's a very definite. It's a very principled. And people say, well, you can keep your principle and we're not going to win anything. We'll win something when somebody stands up and says, I'm not going to infringe on the rights of the people. In fact, I'd like to see a candidate say, who says, I believe in the Second Amendment and we don't need more gun control to say, and I'll go a step further. I'm going to seek the repeal of every gun law at the federal level if they're looking for to be a president, if they're looking to serve in Congress or Senate. Because if they really believe that, that's what they'll seek. Get rid of that stuff. And in its place, start pushing for justice to be brought upon those who break the law. See, you can't have one without the other. The reason that we're infringing upon people's rights is because we haven't dealt justly with the criminals. And so because we don't want to bring justice upon the criminals because we become feminized, then we start infringing on the rights of the people. That is the way it works. Excuse me. One of the little-known facts about the Constitution is that the Constitution is one of enumerated powers only. When we the people ordained, our forefathers ordained and established the Constitution, the states, the people, were the ones who created the United States. It is a creature of the people. It is a creature of the states. The people and the states are its creator. It's not to be our master. And as Bradley has said time and time again, we're in the position we're in because we've allowed the creature to dictate to us the terms of the agreement. It reminds me of Paul's words in Romans 9 when he speaks of election and he says, shall the thing formed say to the one who formed it, why have you made me this way? Kind of reminds me of that. If the United States government says to the states and to the people, why'd you make me this way? We're being restrained. We need these things. We've got to move forward in this. We've got to do something. You hear that after every mass shooting. On the other side of the break, we'll finish this up. And I want to take you to our duty as Christian men. Stay with me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Final segment of Sons of Liberty. Universal registration leads to confiscation. Confiscation leads to extermination. It always has. Why do you think our government is hell-bent on disarming us? Why do you think governments in the past have done the same thing? Excellent book by a friend of mine, Gun Control in the Third Reich. You can find it on Amazon. You really ought to read what went on there. And if you look at what happened at that time, a lot of America's gun laws that started in were based on the same premise. Same thing. There's no doubt that our arms are the only protected right, even though they have been restricted, is the only thing keeping tyrannical government from just completely mowing us down. And so this leads to a question. Because I realize there are quote-unquote conscientious objectors. We can look to somebody like Sergeant York from World War I, who was a conscientious objector to the war. And then he began to think and reason how God might use him by stopping the enemy to save many lives. And I think that's the biblical understanding. I don't think the biblical understanding certainly doesn't tell us to go out and kill people, to murder them. In fact, it tells us not to do that. But it does talk about preserving life and protecting life. It speaks of that over and over. There are a myriad of illustrations of that within the Old Testament, and I think even in the New Testament. Some Christians may say,
Well, doesn't having a gun imply a lack of trust that, you know, God's going to take care of us? I had one lady tell me that about having an alarm system in her house. Well, I just trust God. Well, I trust God, too. I do. And if I'm unable to obtain any of those things, I have nothing but to trust him. But if I have the ability to do that, then it is my responsibility, it is my duty before God to obtain such weapons, especially when I have a family, to train my children how to use it, to respect it, to learn how to use it safely, to know who to use it against and who not to use it against. All of those things come into play. God told us that if we love him, we keep his commandments, right? Those of us who trust God work for a living, don't we? We don't just sit in our easy chair and say, well, I'm just going to trust God and hold our mouths open and hope he's going to dump food in it, right? Right? Same thing. And again, I reference the passage from 1 Timothy 5:8. If anyone doesn't provide for his own, especially for those of his own household, he's denied the faith. He's worse than an unbeliever. And then Paul says, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't expect to eat. And he may say, well, I'm trusting God. No, you're not. You're defying him. If a man doesn't work and yet expects to eat because he would be trusting God, that's exactly what he'd be doing. He'd be defying what God has commanded him to do. King David wrote in Psalm 46:1 that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But it didn't conflict with him praising God, who trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle, Psalm 144:1. You see, there's a both and. There's not an either or kind of thing. And I'm afraid I run into too many people who want it one way or the other when it is a both and issue. Our trust in God does not mean a neglecting of one doctrine for the sake of another. In fact, we were told, and we were given an illustration of this, as far as how we may tempt God by saying, well, God will just take care of us, in the temptation of the Lord Jesus. Remember that? Satan said, throw yourself off the temple. God says he'll send his angels to protect you, lest you dash your foot upon a stone. And Jesus quoted to him another passage, didn't he? And he says, you're not to be tempting the Lord your God. And so when we come to the New Testament text, where Jesus looks to his disciples, and you remember he sent them out without a money bag, and he sent them out by twos and into the world, and they went and did things, and the provision was there for them. And yet, what happens on the night of his betrayal? We looked at Luke 22:36. He who has a money bag, let him take it, and likewise a knapsack. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you that which is written must still be accomplished in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And the disciples looked and said, look, we've got two swords. And he turned to him and says, well, wait a minute, you're stockpiling swords. That's not what he said. He said, that's enough. And people often bring up, well, Peter was immediately right behind that, and he took out a dagger, and he was an inept swordsman, and he aimed for the high priest's head, and he cut off his ear. And Jesus rebuked him for it. Yeah, he did. Because Peter didn't understand why Christ had come. There's a whole different scenario going on there. And Peter was lashing out in anger. We know Peter was one to open foot and insert both feet, or open mouth and insert both feet. And Peter was often doing that. And Peter acted out of anger. He didn't act out of a righteous means of protecting anyone. We even see that Jesus restored the ear. And so what do we know as men, as Christian men in this audience? If you are without a gun, if you are without a means to protect your family, I would say you're neglecting your duty before God to provide for them. It is something you need to think seriously about. One pastor whom I have great admiration for some of his exposition out of the Minneapolis area has basically said he doesn't own the gun because, you know, there might be somebody breaking into his house at night and he wouldn't want to kill him because they might not know Jesus. And you just go, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? You have family. You have a wife and children to protect. And the Second Amendment, I think, does deal with that. I think that's the second half, the right of the people, not a militia. The militia is the protection of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms, and I think that's concealed or otherwise, it's their God-given right. It's a duty we have. It's not just a liberty we have to do or not do. It is a duty. This is why I point back to the scriptures. God calls us to love one another. And part of that love is the defense of one another. We defend one another with words. We may have to defend one another violently with action. It may come in the form of our hands, a bottle, a knife, a gun. But we're to defend one another. And the Second Amendment is there so that government cannot infringe on the liberty we have to do that which we've been commanded to do. And that's the issue. Again, this comes back to the protection of rights is always to do what is right before God. Always. You don't see the right to free speech to lie. Right? You don't see that. The right of free speech is to speak truth. Always. Even if people don't like it. The right of the Second Amendment is not to go out and arm yourself and go on a mass shooting spree. It is that of defense. See the difference? All of the rights and the privileges that God has given us that are to be protected really come down to certain duties that we have. Duties that we have before our Creator, to live before Him, and to do what is right. We're seeing a number of people, especially in local government, standing up. And they are calling out those in Washington and saying, we're not going to obey your gun laws. In fact, we found many sheriffs across the nation who are standing against their states who want to impose more gun laws. And they're saying, we're not going to enforce this stuff. You can ride it all you want to. We're not going to enforce it. And we even saw in Colorado, the people said, we've had enough of you people. And they had recall and got a couple of them out of office. See, you do have power, people. But it's going to take you getting away from the things that are absorbing your time, like television, baseball games, football games, whatever else you're involved in. Things that are not in and of themselves bad. But they're absorbing your energy so that you cannot go out and fight the good fight that you need to fight in the preservation of liberty. I hope it's been helpful. I hope it's been encouraging. Stay strong. Do your duty before God. We'll see you in 23.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.